Hachti Oslo Bahado Levei Dino Gozru Burabonin. The one that goes with you to Bezdin, there she looks like Chalitza was done to her also, so therefore the Rabbonin made Xer on her also, you also took Raven. But over here, by the Tzorah, where she does not come to Bezdin to you, when you give Chalitza to one, the Tzorah, the second one, doesn't come to Bezdin. So since she's not around when you're giving Chalitza, the Rabbonin did not make Xer on the Tzorah of the Chalitza, therefore the Kravim of the Tzorah is mooted to you. So Rashi says like this. Hach the Yozla Bahadol Levedino, that means, Kishaloi Chaletzes. Kishaleya Chaletzes. When you give Chalitza to Leia, that means to one of your brother's wives, is Malicha Achoisimo. Who does she take with her to Bezdin? She doesn't want to go herself. Now she doesn't take her Tzorah, because she's like, they don't get along together, probably the Tzorah. When you're married to two wives, they don't get along together. So the Tzorah she wouldn't take to Bezdin. But her sister, good friend the sister, she would take to Bezdin. So therefore, now when the two sisters come to Bezdin, people don't know which one is the real Yavam, which one you give a chalitza to. The Ika, some will say, that you gave chalitza to the sister. The chinos of tzaras rachel, if you're going to marry with the tzara of rachel, the ainu tzaras krevus chalitzasoi, army people will say, tzaras chalitzasoi is nosif. So that's why there's a gzera. So the kitza, when you give chalitza, ho krevus, they come with her to Bezdin. So therefore, just like you can't marry the krevus of the chalitza, you can't marry the krevus of her karev. So therefore, the tzara is also over there. Mashenkein in the first case of our Mishnah. The tzara of the chalutza, said Rashi, kishayavamu chaletzes, ein tzara selechasimu. Rashi's getting one. Kishayavamu says, yahai deloy ozla badola bedino, vikishayavamu chaletzes, when Yavamu receives chalutza, ein tzara selechasimu, she does not take her tzara with her. Hilkach, therefore, he knows if achoy tzara, if somebody marries the sister of his tzara, le'amrin achoy chalutza nosif. People, achalutzasa nosif. Nobody would say, you're marrying your sister, your chalutza. Because the tzara does not come to Bezdin. So therefore, that's Shan the Mishnah, that a person is muta v'kroivas tzara chalutzasa. Because the tzara does not come to Bezdin, so nobody will mix up the chalutza and the tzara. Mashenke, the kreivos of the chalutza, she, like her sister, she does come to Bezdin, so people mix up and think that you don't know which one you gave chalutza to. So if you marry the kreivos of her karev, they'll think you're allowed to marry the kreivos of your chalutza. Therefore, that's awesome. So the Mishnah. Ha'achulos li'yivimtoi. If somebody gives chalutza to you, li'yivimtoi. V'nosa ochiv esachoisa. And now, a brother marries a sister. Yeah, as one brother gave chalitza, and now the second brother married her sister. The second brother married the sister of the chalutz. Umeis chaletzes, and now umeis. Now the second brother died, the one that married a sister. So the lachur is chaletzes lemes yabemis. The first one could only give chalitza, not give yibum. He can't be miyabma because the rabbanu, with the one you gave chalitza, is considered like your wife. So who's falling to Yibum now? Your wife's sister. So Yibum you can't do. But Avada Chalitza you have to, because she's not really called your wife's sister. Because since you only gave Chalitza, it's only with the Rabbonin, therefore Chalitza you have to, but not Yibum. V'chein, the same thing. Hamagaras asishtoi. Let's say somebody gives his wife a get. V'nosa ochiv esachoisei. Now your brother marries her sister. Umeis, and now your brother dies. So your wife's sister is falling to you to Yibum. Halach was a rezu p'tura. Here you potter from mitzvah yibum, because since your wife's sister is also to you, there's no mitzvah yibum. And here avad it's midiraisa, like Rashi says, p'tura af min achalitza to yoytzu mishum achay sisha, which is also midiraisa. Vayta shemeres yovam shekidish ochi v'sachoysay, or shemeres yovam shekidish ochi v'sachoysay. Now, your brother died and his wife is waiting for someone to make yibum. That's called the Shemeres Yavim. So in between now, Shekidish Ochiv Esachoysi, one of the brothers went first and married her sister. So now that brother, he can't make the mitzvah yibum anymore because he's married to the sister, so he can't marry his wife's sister. So what do we do now? Mishum Reb Yehuda ben Maseru Amru. It was said over the Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Hamtim, wait, you're not allowed to live with your wife right now because you married really the sister of your Zika. Because the Meister, when your first brother died, his wife is Zokuk, like to all the brothers. So when one of the brothers now married a sister, really it's Biyissa. So we tell that brother, wait, until one of the other brothers does something to the Yavama. And now, if one of the brothers gave a chalitza, or else one of the brothers was miyabim the Yavama, now the other brother, yichnas a sishtoi. Now the other brother is allowed to marry his wife, the sister. Because when the first brother made chalitza, made yibum, that took off the zika. So Mela, now your wife, the sister, you have nothing to do with your wife's sister, therefore you're allowed to marry your wife. What about Mesa HaYavama? Let's say the Yavama dies. Also, Yichnes HaSishtoi. Again, the case where first your brother died, and one of the brothers now first married the Yavama's sister. So he was saying he can't live with her, because since there's Yezika, he's a little bit attached to the Yavama, it's like his wife's sister. But now when the Yavama dies, so the Zika goes off, so Vada Yichnes HaSishtoi is allowed to marry now, stay married to his wife. Meis Yavam, let's say the Yavam dies, is Yotzei HaSishtoi Beget. Because if the other brother dies, he's the only brother alive. So since he's the only brother alive now, so his brother's wife falls to him Yibam. Now he went and married her sister. So he can't live with his wife now, the sister, because the first one still has Zika. So what he has to do is Yotzei HaSishtoi Beget. He has to get rid of his wife for the get. And then he gives chalitza to his brother's wife. He can't be miyab marida because it's his wife's sister. So in such a case, the only thing you can do is to give chalitza. Where it says, my v'chein, what does the Mishnah mean, v'chein? It says this, my v'chein, eima avol. It's not really the same halacha. Chalitza and megarish is not the same thing. The Mishnah means about an avol, that a megarish. That if you megarish your wife, then taka she's also, then her raise the p'tura. That's an issue with the Raisa. And Amar Rosh Lakish, and this was like a sabbath we had before, Kan Shon Rebbe, over here Rebbe learned, that Achoyz Gerusha Medivrei Torah. You're not allowed to marry your wife's sister even after you gave her get Medivrei Raisa. And that's why the Mishnah says, Pturim and Ayibim Lagamri. But you should know, Achoyz Chalutza, the Achoyz of your Chalutza, Medivrei Seifrim. That's only Yasa Medirabonin. Achoyz Chalutza is only Yasa Medivrei Seifrim. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Aleph or Amar Aleph. Now we'll just say the Mishnah over again. We started the Gemara yesterday, we'll just go over Shnel again. Terachoylus Liyavimtoi, Vinosa Ochi Vesachoysoi, the one brother gives Chalitza. And then the other brother marries his sister, so he's allowed to. Now Umeis, and now the second brother dies, so his wife, which is the sister of the first one that made Chalitza, falls to him. The Lochrus Chalitzas Leimus Yabemis. You have to give a chalitza, but not yibum, because midrabanan she's also to you. She's called the sister of your chalitza. That midrabanan she's also, therefore you have to give a chalitza, not yibum. The chayin ha-megarish ha-sishtoi, that the Gemara says not purely the chayin, just means avol, that when you megarish your wife, then v'nosa ochi v'sachoysoi, then your brother marries her sister, umeis, then your brother dies, as a rezu p'tura. Now it comes out that your wife's sister, even though you gave your wife a get, still the sister is also to you. Kol zaman, your wife is alive. Only when your wife dies are you mutter to a sister. But kol zaman, your wife is alive, even though you gave her a get, you're also to a sister. So now that the sister falls to you, ha'rezu p'tura, it's an erva mediraisa, there's no din yivim at all. Shemeris yovim shekidish ochir v'esachoysay. There's a Shemeris Yavam, means your brother died, and his wife now is waiting for Yibum. So what happens was, one of the brothers marries her sister now. So what do we do? So, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru Amru. Oimrim Loi, we tell him, Hamtaim wait, Achiyasa Chicha Maisa. Wait until the other brother, the Yavam, does something. Cholotz Lo'ochiv Oikonsa Yichnas Esishtoi. Now let's say one of the brothers did make Chalitza, or did make Yibum, so it took off Zika completely from that sister. Therefore, you're allowed to marry, have nisuyin, live with your wife, even though your wife was a sister to the Yibama. But since another brother took care of the chalitza, the Yibum, the Zika went off, therefore you mutter with your brother.
What about though Mesa Hayivoma? Mesa. Here, right. Mesa Yivom. Let's say the Yivom is she dies. So, and also Yichnas Asishtoi. Then for sure you're allowed to marry your wife. Because when a sister dies, you're allowed to marry the other sister. So even though she's a Yivom, she's Zokuk to you, but when she dies, Avad, you're allowed to marry your wife. Mesa Yivom. Again, you married the sister of the Yivom. And now your other brother died. So you're the only brother alive now. And the sister forced you to Yivom. So in such a case, you have to get rid of your wife with a get. You have no way to stay married to your wife because she's the sister of your Yivama. And you have to give your brother's wife chalitza. And once you give her chalitza, midrabonin, you're also to crave him. Therefore, you're not allowed to marry your wife like your sister. You have to give a get. There's no way to stay married. So Gemara says now, my v'chein, what does it mean the same thing if you give your wife a get? There's the ra'isim before it's only midrabonin. So Gemara says, Eimel, let's say, Avul HaMagarish, but if somebody gives a get to his wife, and then the brother marries her sister, and then the brother dies, there you put him with your Isa. So in this Omer, Rashloka said, that Kan Tron Rebbe, over here Rebbe learns, that Achoyz Gerusha Medivrei Torah. The Achoyz, the sister of a Gerusha, is also with your Isa. That's why by the Magarish, you put it from Yibam completely. Because the sister of the wife that you gave a get to, you rosa to midiraisa, she's an erva. Mashenke na achoyz chalutza. That if you give chalitza to one of the two wives, your brother's wife, and then you want to marry her sister, it's only midivrei seifrim, it's only yosim midrabonin. Therefore the Mishnah says, you have to give a chalitza, it's only yibum, you can't do midrabonin, but chalitza you have to give her. Now, Shemeris Yavim Shekiddish. There's a case of a Shemeris Yavim here, that first your brother died, and his wife is Zokag Yibum, and now one of the brothers first went and married her sister. So Gemara says, Omar Shemuel Halacha Kadivra of Yudu Ben Meseira. We pass on Yudu Ben Meseira, that it says, wait, you can't live with your wife, until the other brother does something to the Zika, either makes Yibum or makes Chalitza. Nemori Boilu, you have a question like this. Mesa Ishtoi, Mal Yivimtoi. Let's say your wife died. Again, one brother, before he made Yibum, he went and married the Yivama's sister. So we say now that he married the Yivama's sister, the Yivama is also to you, because she's your wife's sister, she's an erva. But so we say you have to wait until one of the brothers make chalitza. Let's say your wife dies. Meis ishtoi. Your wife, you married the Yivama's sister, she dies. Ma'al b'yivimtoi. Are you allowed to go do mitzvah Yibum or not? Like your brother's wife, nobody made Yibum yet. Are you mutter to go be miyavim her? Tzumar says it's a machloikis. Rav v'Rebbi Chanina, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, Meisa Ishtoi. Now that your wife dies, mutter be avimtoi. Now you're allowed to be miyavim your brother's wife. What happened here? First your brother died. So his wife was zokig liyibim to you. There was a mitzvah yibim at that time. But you first went and married her sister. So when you married her sister, now the Yavama is like an heir to you. There's no mitzvah yibim. But now that your wife dies, Lukura the Yavama comes back to be mutter to you. So that's the way they hold mutter b'yivimtoi. Now that your wife died, it's like tafsel atera rishon, you could make yibim if you want. Shmuel, for Rav Asi, the Amar Tavayu, they both say, Mesa ishtoi, shno, if your wife dies, osa b'yivimtoi. You osa b'yivimtoi. They hold no. Even though your wife dies, still since she was usher at one time, there was a period that you were usher to be miyabma. When you married the sister, it's usher. So once it became usher, like the mitzvah yibim is poka, there's no more mitzvah later. So my Rav says, my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? How come Rav says, yes, there is a mitzvah yibim now? Gemara says, mishum tehevi yivama. This case of yivama, like first when your brother died, shuhutra. When your brother first died, his wife was mutter to you. At that time, you weren't married to a sister yet. At that time, you were able to make yibum. So first, when your brother died, it was hutra, there was a mitzvah yibum. Vinesra, now you went and did something, you went and married her sister. Now that you married her sister, you can't make yibum anymore on the yivama, because she's called your wife's sister. Now, v'chozra v'hutra. Now later, when your wife dies, now you become again mutter to the yivama. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, Tachsa Latera Rishon. That's what Rav holds. that Yivam and Shehutra, since at the beginning she was Mutter, even though later in the middle she became Masa, but later when she becomes Sutter again, we say Tasla Tererishan. That's the Halacha. So the Gemara, Masiv Rav Hamnuna. For Rav Hamnuna asked the Kasha, how could Rav say like this? Masiv Rav Hamnuna. We had a Mishnah before, Gim Malachim. Let's say you have three brothers. Gim Malachim. You have three brothers. Beis, Nesuyin, Beis Achoyis. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. Beis, Nesuyin, Beis Achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. The Yechod Mufna. One of them, Mufna, one wasn't married yet. Now, Meis Echod Mibali Achoyis. One of the two brothers that married the two, each one married a sister. So one of them died. So now, to the other brother that's married to a sister, there's no Mrs. Yibum. Because she's an erva, she's achoyis ishtoi. But to the third brother that wasn't married yet, to him there's a mitzvah yibum. Now that one brother died, the third brother has a mitzvah yibum. Now v'yosabo mufne maimer. This third brother, before he got, he didn't get around to make yibum yet. But first he gave a maimer. He went to her and gave a kesef kedushin. He was mekadesh with rabbonim. He made a kedushin with rabbonim. He made a maimer. V'yachakach meis ochiv hasheni. And then the second brother died. That was married to the second sister. Now, so what happens right now, that really these two sisters are falling to you to Yibum. Even though you made Maimon with the first sister, but Maimon with the rights, it means nothing. It's only the Rabbonim of the Kedushin. So now when the second brother died, so the second sister is falling to you, now it's called like two sisters are falling to you. And we know you can't be Miyabim then, you can't make Yibum on either one of them. Because either one is called Achois Sikosoi. Now, what happened? V'achakach meisa ishtoi. And then your wife died. V'achakach meisa ishtoi achrov. And then your wife died. The second one died. So it comes out like this. Oysa yivoma. The first yivoma is choletzes v'loimis yabemis. All you could do is only give a chalitza, but you cannot be miyabma. That's what we had before. You cannot make yibum. The question is now, b'yamai, why not? This first Yevamah that fell to you, to have it, she should be ki Yevamah Shehutra. When the first brother died, so his wife, that one sister, fell to the third brother. It was Namash Hutra. At that time, if the third brother wants to, he could make Yibum with her. Vinesra. Then what happened was, the second brother died, so the second sister fell to you. Now that the second sister fell to you, now Taka both become Asa. But Vichozra Vahutra. But now that the second sister died, so now that she died, you're left back with the Zika from the first sister, which was once Hutra, Nesra, because of Hutra. Here's the Chur, according to Rav, the Kasher is, Tach Salatera Rishon. The Locha should be is, that it should go back to the first Heter. And Akamir, the Mishnah we had before, says not like that. It says all you could do is only give Chalitza and not give Yibam. The question is why? Why can't you give Yibam? Tamar says, Ishtik, Itak Shev Quiet, Chorot Akash and Rav. Tamar says now, Labos of the Nofak, after we went out, Omri said like this, Amai Loya Martalei, why didn't you, Rav, answer back and say, it's not Akash of that Mishnah, I'll tell you, Rabbi Elezi, Enochanami, there's a Rabbi Elezi that holds like that. There's Rav holds like the Chachomin. Either the Mishnah says, not like Rav, I'll tell you, that's Rabbi Elezi's Shita. The Omri, Rabbi Elezi said like this, we have before also, we'll have later in the Kuftes, that kivon shom de olav shoachas biyaser. Reb Lezer holds, if there's any one time that a yivama has no het to yibum, it could be here, first one sister fell to you. It's mutter. But then the second brother died, married to the second sister, so now two sisters are falling to you. There's no Mrs. Yibum now, midrabon at least. You can't be miyabim either one of them. So Reb Lezer holds, since there's a time that she's osra, Kivan Shom Dolo Shachas Biyisa, the locher is Nesra Olav Elomis. She remains also to you, Elomis. So we don't have a Kashan Rav anymore. That Mishnah, Nafchav Tes, goes according to Reb Lezer. So Mora says no. Hodar Omar, then he said like this. Maybe no, it's not a good carrots. Hey, Modi Omar Reb Lezer, when does Reb Lezer say that since she was Nesra, she remains Nesra? Maybe Hecha Delechazi Veshas Nefila. Maybe only in the case that at the beginning, when she first fell to Yibum, when your brother first died, at that time there was no Mrs. Yibum. It was Nesra from the first Nefila. Then we say Nesra L'Yerlam. Abel, but in our case, that Heichod Echazi Veshas Nefila. In our case over here, when the first brother died, just one sister fell to the third brother, it was Sutra. At that time, there was a Mitzvah Yibum. Mi Yomar. Does Rabbi Elazar say in the case that a lady she becomes Nesra, and then lady she becomes Hutra again, that the Heta does not come back again? Maybe in this case Rabbi Elazar agrees the Heta comes back again. Rabbi Elazar over there in Amagar, which is only talking about, we're at the beginning of the Nefila, right away, as soon as your brother died, right away there was a Ptur in Yibum. So where it says, Hodr Omar, then he answers back and says, yes. Hodr Omar in, yes, no. Rabbi Elazar holds that. For your Tanya, we learned like this, Rabbi Elazar Omar. Meisa Yevimtoi. If your Yevimta dies, you should know Mutta B'Yishtoi. You're Mutta to your wife. Meisa Ishtoi, if your wife dies, is Oisi Yevoma Choletzos Loimus Yebemis. That Chalitza, that Yevoma is Choletzos Loimus Yebemis. You see, clearly, according to Rabbi Elazar, in a case where at the beginning she was... No, you see, Rabbi Elazar, even in the case where she was Hutra at the beginning, then she became Nesra. Later, when the Heter comes back, it does not come back completely. The Heter only comes back to make a Chalitza, but it does not come back to make a Yibum. The Taka good, that Rav Taka says, that Mishnah that says you can't make Yibum, goes according to Rabbi Elazar. For the Gemara now, Luchura Leima Shmuel Rav Asi, the Yamrik Rabbi Elazar. So now it's going to come out that Shmuel and Rav Asi, they go like a Yochid, they go according to Rabbi Elazar Shita. Hey, Rav was the one before that said Tachta Teira Rishon, but Shmuel and Rav Asi both said no, that she remains Osra. Since she was Nesra in the middle, she always remains Osra. So for the Gemara, they're going according to Adas Yochid. They're only saying according to Rabbi Elazar Shita, not according to Chachamim. How could that be? So Gemara says no, they'll say like this, that Afilu Tein Mekar Rabbonon, even if you want to say they're going according to Rabbonon Shita, I'll tell you like this, Ad kan loy kemiflugi Rabbonon Oled Rabbi Elazar. Up until now, the Rabbanan didn't argue in Rabbi Elazar, Ela, Mishum, the Menefila, V'yelach, Le'misra Layu. Because I call upon her from the Nefila onwards, she was never Nesra. I will talk about an hour case. The Issachar, true at the beginning she was Hutra, but later on there was a time when the second sister fell, that both sisters are Osir to you, and the case that both sisters are Osir, Bishas Nefila, I tell you, I feel the Rabbanan Maidu. Shmuel and Rabasi Yol and the Rabbanan agree in such a case. In other words, the Machlekes, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan is like this. The Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar, Beperek, Beishamai. So the Machlekes there was that Hamagaris as Isha. Somebody gives a get to his wife. The Yechzira, then he marries her back, is Muteris Liyavim. Then the brother dies, she's Mutter to the Yavim. Rabbi Elazar, Oyser, Rabbi Elazar says, no, she's also. Hoyol V'yom Dolo Shuach as Biyisa Grusha Sach. Since there was one time when your brother gave a get to his wife, so at that time, she's not your brother's wife, but she's also to you because she's your brother's grusha. The locker is, if your brother gives a get to his wife, that's still called Eisha Sah, she's also to you. So here, your brother gave a get to his wife. So at that time, if he would have died then, like there's no mitzvah yibum. Even though lady marries her back again, that's when Rabbi Elazar says, when your brother dies later, there's no mitzvah yibum. On that, the Rabbanan argue and say, no, we don't care if in between your brother gave a get to his wife. Lemaisa, when your brother died, he was married to her. Since he was married to her, there's a Mitzvah Yibum, Zikas Yibum Mischal. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Only because when he died, the Yibum was Chal right away. But in our case over here, that true Yibum was Chal first, one sister fell. But then when the second sister fell, since there are two sisters now, there's a Ptur and Yibum, I'll tell you, even the Rabbanan hold, that the Ptur stays Loilam, and she's Nesra Loilam, there's not going to know Mitzvah Yibum. So at the Mishnah. HaYivomeh loitach lois v'loitis yabeim atchiyesh lo shloshech adoshim. That's halacha. When your brother dies, the first 3 months you don't do anything. The brothers that are alive are not supposed to give a chalitza, not supposed to give a yibum, like we see any other case. You always have to wait 3 months first. We have to make sure to see if she's pregnant or not. We don't know, maybe she's pregnant. So you have to wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. Vaita v'chein, the same Malach replies, kol shar hanashim, any other isha, that let's say your husband dies, is lo yis'arsu, nobody should make a dushim with her, for lo yinasu, nobody should make chuppah with her, at shiyu lehen shloshech hadoshim. You always have to give them 3 months. You have to wait 3 months always to find out, to make sure, to know like who the first kid will be from. You have to make sure if she's pregnant or not from the first husband or not. You always have to wait 3 months before you marry an Isha that was married just before. Fight Echad Besulis. What are they with Besulis? V'Echad Bulois. Echad Gerushais. V'Echad Amonis. Echad Nesuyis. V'Echad Arusais. No matter what they were, when the husband died, that's the lacha, you have to wait 3 months. Tomorrow we'll talk about what are all these cases here. Right. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the ones that had Nesuyim already, and then the husband died, so the first 3 months, somebody else can make Kedushim with them. But that's all. Chuppah, then Allah have, then Allah live together. Because we want to make sure to know who the husband is, who, if she's pregnant or not. But I call upon them Kedushin, they're allowed to make. For the Harusais, let's say from the first marriage, you know they never lived together, they only had Kedushin, nothing more. The Loch is Yinasu, then right away they're allowed to get married. Because since you know for sure she's not pregnant, so you're allowed to have, you're allowed to marry her right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months. Chutz, excluding, Min Harusa Sheb Yehuda. And Yehuda, even if they only had Kedushin, the first pair, and then the husband died, nobody's allowed to marry his wife for the next 3 months. Bifnei Shaliba Gaspo, because in Yehuda, the minig was, right after Kedushin, even before the Chuppah, they used to let the Chos and the Kala be together, like to come close. And they were afraid maybe they had beer together. Maybe even before they had Nesuyin, even right after the Kedushin, they lived together. So therefore in Yehuda, even though they only had Kedushin, also somebody else has to wait 3 months before they marry them, in order to make Havchana, to know clearly who is the first, if she's pregnant or not. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol ha-noshim, all ladies, yisarsu. You should know they're allowed to get married right away. The din to wait 3 months is only for Nesuyin. But some to make Kedushin is mutter right away. Rashi says, Kol ha-noshim yisarsu. Rabbi Yossi ha-nesuyus koi. Even in the case where they were married before with Nesuyin. Vachi koma. This is the koma of Rabbi Yehuda. Kol ha-noshim nesuyus is yisarsu. Kidakamrit. I agree to that. Loi gazrin an erison not an nesuyin. I don't make the gzera to say erison should be yosa kedushin, because maybe they'll come to make nesuyin also. O miyo zakrab yaisi boho poligno alecho. Ishnoa, this I do argue. The what? Shloi chalat de bein amon legrusha. You didn't make any chilik Rabbi Yehuda between a grusha and an amona. The atar to amon lieris. You amat to an amona to get married. But toch you may have ola. Even though she's a novella. She's an novellist now. For ya no svirli, I hold amonim and anasuyin loy teris. Kol shloishim you may have ola. 30 days after, there's a lady lost a husband. She's not going to get married the next 30 days. Not mishum hafchona. Because as Havchona, the Yetzirah tell them just to make Kedushin and not to have Nesuyin. But he says, no, Allah, let's see the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Anoshim Yisar, so true, they could always make Kedushin. They didn't wait 3 months is only not to have Nesuyin, not to live together. But just Kedushin is a mutter. Chutz min Amona, excluding in a case where the lady lost the husband, in such a case, she's an Avela.